morning's sugya is going to be a continuation of the Bishul sugyas, but we're not going to talk about a Shabbat Bishul deraisa. We're going to talk about a particular gezeirah derabbanan, particular issur that the Chachamim made, which was made to protect the issur Bishul, lest somebody come to violate the issur Bishul. It's an issue that's very much relevant to halacha lemaisa. That's the issue of bathing on Shabbat, and really the related sugya, a little bit about bathing on Yom Tov also. So we'll try to see how much we could bathing and showering on Shabbat and Yom Tov, how much we can touch upon. So the sugya begins in Masechet Shabbos and Daf Yom Amud Aleph, the first of the Ma'amar Kamos. The Amar of Bishem Ben Tazi, Amar of Bishem Ben Levi, Bishem Ben Kapara. B'chilo Yerochetim B'chamin Shehukhu Me'er Shabbos. In the olden days, so people would take baths, people would wash themselves with hot water on Shabbos, provided of course that the water was heated from before Shabbos, heated on Shabbos, and then it's a Bishol Deraisa. They would prepare the hot water from before, and that was a good night. The Gemara says that a lot of times, Friday night, early winter Friday night, it's a good time to go sit in the bath for a few hours. So it's chilu abalana machan b'shabbos, and the orev shabbos. What happened? So the bathhouse attendants in the old days, so they had the public bath areas. So the bathhouse attendants, that was their best business that night and Friday night. So sometimes they would run out of water. So comes Friday night, they would have a lot of extra customers. They'd realize they were a little bit low on hot water. So they weren't the firmest people in the world. They would start heating up the water on Friday night. And they would tell everybody, oh, this water was heated up ahead there on Friday afternoon. So therefore the Chachamim said, also sechamin v'tiras azeya. So when the Chachamim realized what was going on, so they prohibited washing and bathing in water on Shabbos, even if the water was heating up, even if you know the water was heated from before Shabbos, as a gezeirah, lest it come to be heated up on Shabbos itself. But the Chachamim permitted a person to go to the shvitz. That wasn't included in the original gezeirah. So what happened? The dinai rochs in the chamin. So people still wanted to take the baths on Friday night. So they continued to take baths Friday night. But oh, mizinah nachnu. So they would say, no, we're not bathing. We're in the shvitz. So also let us Isaiah. So then the Chachamim prohibited going to the shvitz also. So Yitiru Chami Tiveria. The only thing that they did permit was in Tiveria, with the hot springs at Tiveria, since you're not really heating it up altogether. So it was really had to go. But the Rok to Bechami, what were people doing? So they were washing with hot water, with regular water. And they would come walking out of the bathhouse and saying, oh, we just finished going to those hot springs. So also let Chami Tiveria Yitiru Lehen as Atzonei. So they ask the Chachamim very often to let people take cold showers. That's okay. If Rosh in a davar overland, they realized that people weren't able to chamor, he threw the Chachamim to Tiveria. And of all those things that they were mad to the Chachamim to Tiveria. Some people think, why don't they turn around at least and mat in the Schwitz for us? But that they didn't do. Vizebim kalva medizim. Yes, the going to the Schwitz remained the Isura. So if all the dust settles on the sugya, it comes out, Allah l'maisa, that midarais, of course, is permitted to bathe, to shower on Shabbos, if the water was heated up before Shabbos. But midirabbanan, bathing and showering is problematic. When we say that bathing and showering with hot water is problematic, even if the water was heated up before Shabbos, so the Gemara qualifies this on the second one of the Ma'amar Kamos and Shabbos have Memo and Halif. Tanik of Sayyid Shmuel, Chabbos Yukum of Shabbos, if the water was heated up from before Shabbos, L'mocha Rochus made pun of Yadav Baragalev. You can wash a little bit. If you have hot water from before Shabbos, so it's not a visual problem. You can wash your face, you can wash your hands, you can wash your feet. Of a local Gufo Ebered, you cannot wash your entire body, even if you wash it piecemeal. You can wash one limb at a time. So Halacha L'maaseh, we of course talk about like these two sugyas, the first and second of the Ma'amar Kamos, that chamin that were heated up from before Shabbos, so the only thing one can do with them is to wash a little part of the small part of the body, but to take an entire bath, even if you fill up the tub right before Shabbos, or even if you leave the hot water running in the shower from before Shabbos, so this would be absolutely prohibited. This is what we call in Halacha the Gezeiras HaBalonim. Balon means the bathhouse attendant. The Gezeiras HaBalonim is prohibited on Shabbos midday Rabbanah. So I want to speak a little bit this morning about some of the parameters of this gezeirah, what things fall under this gezeirah, what things perhaps are excluded from this gezeirah, some very relevant issues lahalacha. So the first question that we have to discuss is somewhat of a technical question. How hot is hot? Namely, how hot is considered to be included in gezeirah chamin? Now we saw that the Gemara was matir tzonin. If you take a cold shower, a job is technically speaking is permissible. Lamaisa, we don't do that. Lamaisa, the later post can say that we have a custom not to have days of the shower, even in cold water on Shabbos. But that's really only b'taras minhag. The reason for that minhag is because there are a whole series of other possible prohibitions that you may run into in terms of bathing and showering. Shalos shchita, for those who spoke something to be sochet left, so maybe a shalos shchita, maybe a shalos shchita on the towel perhaps. You may run into problems in terms of soap, solid soap, liquid soap, depending on the details. So there are a lot of different potential problems in bathing and showering experience. So therefore, under normal circumstances, the minhag Yisrael is not to bathe and shower, even in cold water. But that's, again, only b'taras minhag. It's not b'taras absolute halacha. The reason why that's important is that under certain limited circumstances, perhaps a very, very large degree of discomfort, so maybe that minhag may not apply. But in terms of hot water, hot showers, that's a real issur d'rabbanan. So we have to really define what constitutes hot, how hot is hot, in order to be included in this gezeirah. So the basic question that the Rishonim seem to debate is, must the water be the point of Yatsa Lethesbo in order to be usur or not? Some people are going to think, well, wait, if Yatsa Lethesbo, that's pretty hot. I mean, who's taking a scorching shower? So if you put your hand in, you're going to jump out. That's not the normal way of taking a shower. So why should anybody believe that the Chamim only prohibited hot water at that point, which is clearly above and beyond the point of a normal shower? Well, the answer is there's a little bit of a throwback to Yatsa Lethesbo that we spoke about a couple of weeks ago. Yatsa Lethesbo, it is unclear in the poskim, how does one define Yatsa Lethesbo? How does one measure Yatsa Lethesbo? Is Yatsa Lethesbo defined in terms of the water is so hot that the person will jump away, will put his hand in and pull away if he's surprised that the water is hot? I mean, he doesn't realize that he's putting his hand into a bowl of hot water. Or is Yatsa Lethesbo measured even though the person knows it's a planned experiment, he knows that the water is hot, and still it's going to be too hot for him to pull away? The nafkamina is obvious. There's going to be a nice range of temperatures between the two. If I know that I'm putting my hand into a nice hot bowl of water, but I'm planning mitchila, so that I probably, unless if the water's 190 degrees, I'm going to pull away no matter what. It's going to be by instinct they're going to pull it away. But if the water, I don't want to put an exact number on the table, I'm going to take the water to 120 degrees, so Rav Dafkin, I know it's hot, but I'm planning to put my hands in there, so it could be that I will not pull away. Whereas if you define that to let it blow, in terms of the person doesn't realize that it's hot, so you put your hand into a hot bowl of water, maybe you're ready at 110. Maybe, I think we'll experiment a little bit. How hot is that? Looks pretty steamy to me.
Nobody puts
looks good. Not as your coffee.
How hot is regular shower water?
How hot is regular shower? So it depends on what you said. So if I'm not mistaken, I think in apartment buildings, they're not allowed to set higher than 120. Does that make sense? Anybody know? Anybody know those rules? I think the children, if I'm not mistaken, I think the hottest the water could be. So that would mean if you turn off the hot water in the shower, not almost any cold, just turn the hot water, let it run for a minute. So I think in an apartment building, I think that's the rule. Something along those lines. I read that somewhere. About 120 degrees. So you could potentially have a shear that's Yatsa Lethesbo and still be a nice shower. Because if you define Yatsa Lethesbo as meaning it has to be hot enough for the person who's surprised to put his hand in there, but a person who's planning in advance could be pretty comfortable in it, and that's still called Yatsa Lethesbo. So we may be able to suggest that the Gezeirat Rabban of Gezeirat HaBalon and Masad Bathing on Shabbos was only applies when the water is really hot. It doesn't apply to a regular shower, or maybe yes, maybe no, it's hot to tell. So this is a machlokes, which seems to be a machlokes I've shown him, which may make all the difference in the world in terms of what we're going to see as we go on. There may be certain circumstances where we may want to bathe on Shabbos and Yom Kippur, and perhaps if we could prepare the water to a point where it may be comfortable enough to bathe, it's not going to be ice cold, it may be comfortable enough to bathe in, but if it's not technically halakhically Yatsa Lethesbo, so we may find that range that may actually not be included in Gezeirat HaBalonim in the first place. So let's take a look at the Rishonim and see, is this correct or not? So comes the Gemara, the third of the Mahmakamas, from Masech HaShabbos, Daf Mem HaMubayis, Pen Rabbanan, Mischamim Adam Keneged HaMedura. Whatever person wants to heat himself up in front of a fireplace, cold comes in from the cold, and he goes standing in front of the fireplace in Shabbos, so it's heating up his body. So Yotze Mishtatef Bitzonen. So and then afterwards he wants to cool himself down a little bit, so he wants to pour some cold water on himself. So the Gemara says that's okay. But what you're not allowed to do, b'vad shelo yishtatef b'tzonen v'yischamim kineged ha-medura. What's prohibited is, let the person first puts cold water on his body, and then he goes and stands in front of the fireplace. So that's prohibited. Why is that? B'nei shemafshir mayiv sha'alav. Because he's causing the water that's on him to heat up. He's warming up the water that's on his body. So this is the Beferish Gemara, that to put water on your body and then go and stand in front of the fire. So that's considered to be a problem. The question is, why is that problem happening? What issue exactly are we dealing with? So comes the Rambam in the fourth of the Ma'amakamos, in Hilchos Shabbos, Perech Avdeis, Lach HaGimel, and tells us as follows. V'schalim adam kinegan ha-medura. That's the first half of the halacha. But now the part that's important for us. So the Rambam writes that if a person puts cold water on his body, and then he goes and stands by the fireplace for long enough, it's going to heat up the water, that will be prohibited. That'll be kerochet kogufo b'chamet. It'll be in violation of the issur derabbanan of gezeiras habalonim. The clear implication of the Rambam is, what if a person would not want to put water on his entire body? What if he just wants to put a little bit of cold water on his hands, or on his face, or on his feet, and then stand by the fireplace? That would be okay. Because the Rambam says, you're not allowed to be rochet kogufo. The Gemara doesn't say kogufo. The Rambam added the phrase kogufo, and it makes sense that the Rambam added kogufo, because since the Rambam's learning that it's a problem of gezeiras habalonim, so we learned in the second of the Ma'amakamos, gezeiras habalonim only applies if it's kogufo. It doesn't apply to one limb. So this is clearly Shittas Rambam, that this issur of putting water on your body and standing by the fireplace is a gezeiras derabbanan of gezeiras habalonim. So we have to ask ourselves one question. That which the Rambam permits putting water on your hand and standing in front of the fire, that's Heta Gomer according to the Rambam. How hot is this water going to get? Is the water going to get to be Yatza Lettuce Bow or not? If it's going to get to be Yatza Lettuce Bow, this is an Ishadir Aishad Bishul. So my Nafkarina, whether you're cooking a lot of water on your whole body or you're cooking a little bit of water which is on your hands, if the water is going to reach that shear of Yatza Lettuce Bow, that's out of the question with the Araisa. So obviously the Rambam is discussing a situation where the water's not going to get that hot. How hot is water going to get? You put water on your body and you stand in front of the fireplace, so it's not going to get to be 150 degrees. It'll get to be 98 degrees. It'll be below Yatza Lettuce Bow. So obviously the Rambam is describing heating up water below Yatza Lettuce Bow. And Af Al Pi Chein, the Rambam holds, it's included in Gezeiras HaBalonim. So you see clear from the Rambam, it's absolutely clear from the Rambam, that the Gezeira Derabbanan of Gezeiras HaBalonim applies even if the water is below Yatza Lettuce Bow. As long as the water is warm, it's warm. So that's the problem. Comes the Rosh in the fifth of Ma'amakamos, and has a totally different shot in that Gemara in Shabbos. Tana Rabbanan, the Rosh in Shabbos, Perek Gimel Siman Tes, Tana Rabbanan. Nischamim adam kineged ha-medura v'yotzei mishtatef b'tzonim b'vashro yishtatef v'yitzchamim kineged ha-medura shemav shemayim shalot. That's the quote from the Gemara. It says the Rosh, lekach tzorech adam lizoyer achar shenot al yodav shelo yechamen al sam neged ha-medura ad shenagvim p'chila. Says the Rosh, if a person just washes through his yadayim, you have to be careful not to put your hand in front of something which is going to heat up the, let's say they leave on in the bathroom those things, the heater that was, you try your hands on. So a person is not allowed to put his hands connected to the fireplace or connected to the heater on Shabbos if the hands are wet. He has to dry them first. What's the problem according to the Rosh? How come the Rosh jumped from the Gemara was talking about your whole body and the Rosh jumped to your hands? So didn't the Rosh realize there's a difference between your body and your hands? The answer is, if you're dealing with the Gezeiras HaBalonim, so then of course there's a difference. The Gemara says the famous Gezeiras HaBalonim only applies to the whole body. The Rosh was learning Pshat, that's talking about Bishul Hamayim. It's a problem, the arise of Bishul. If you're dealing with Bishul, by Nafkamina, whether it's a lot of water or a little water, even to dry the hands, even to heat up the little bit of water on your hands, is also mid the arise. So a major machlokes to Ram and the Rosh, what is Pshat in this Gemara that says that if you have water on your body, you're not allowed to stand in front of the fireplace? Is that Gezeiras HaBalonim according to the Rambam? Is that Bishul D'Araisa according to the Rosh? Nafkamina, what if it's not on your whole body? If it's just in your hands? According to the Rambam, it's Mutar. According to the Rosh, it's also. According to the Rosh, who's learning Pshat, that we're talking about Bishul, so how hot is the water getting? Obviously, it's getting to be Yatzo Medesbo. According to the Rosh, that the Gemara is talking about Dishel, and it's talking about water that's reaching Yatzo Medesbo, we have no way of knowing about our original question about Gzeres HaBalonim. Does Gzeres HaBalonim apply when the water is below Yatzo Medesbo? We don't know. We don't have a raya. There's no mocha. According to the Rambam, we have a mocha. According to the Rambam, we know for sure Gzeres HaBalonim applies below Yatzo Medesbo, because that's what the Gemara is talking about, Gzeres HaBalonim. And the Rambam is talking Dafka, if it's below Yatzo Medesbo. Because if it's Yatzo Medesbo, then even a little bit of water on the hands is also. So according to the Rambam, it's an open and shut case. According to the Rambam, Gzeres HaBalonim applies even below Yatzo Medesbo. According to the Rosh, we don't know. Can't tell. Maybe yeah, maybe no. Where does this become the most L'maisa Shaila? Most of us aren't taking baths on Shabbos. Most of us aren't taking showers on Shabbos. The Shaila becomes as follows. It's in the sixth of the Mamakamas, so it just tells you Korban Nisan al Shabbos, Tarek Bey, Simcha Bey, Os Kuf. So it doesn't say what it is. I had Rachmanis on you also. It's a little print, but it's a little piece, so we'll say it all about that. Comes the Korban Nisan al and raises the following Shaila. Did I say Shabbos on the Mamakamas? I think it's in Beitza, not in Shabbos, but I'm not sure. But Akob brought him, comes to Kovin Asano, and says the following. What is the halacha? A woman comes Friday night to the mikvah. She wants to be tovel in the mikvah. And the mikvah is warm. The mikvah is hot, like mikvahs usually are. Is she permitted to be tovel in the mikvah on Friday night? Is that a gizisa derabanan of rechitza bechamin? The water, of course, obviously was heated up from before Shabbos. So it's not a shalav bishul deraisa. First in Mamakomas, Gzeres HaBalonim, you're not permitted to bathe in water that was heated up from before Shabbos. So should we say that when a woman goes to the mikvah on Friday night, in a hot mikvah, a warm mikvah, that's the halach equivalent of bathing, and that should be also b'zirabonon. It's the shalav that the Korban Asana raises. So the evidence is the Korban Asana wasn't the first person to raise this problem. Already, the Chamzvi already discussed the Shalach, predated the Korban Asano. So basically, there were three different approaches, which we're going to talk about for a moment, within this question. Comes the Chamzvi, it's quoted by the Korban Asano, comes the Chamzvi and says it's a problem. It's Taka also, you're not allowed to go to a hot mikvah on Friday night. Go tell this to the women. Hold on, we're getting there. How hot is that? So comes the Chamzvi and says, but I'm going to solve this problem for you. I'm going to give you an eitz, an unbelievable eitz. Says the Chacham Tzvi, the iser of bathing in hot water on Shabbos is only an iser derabanan. So we have a rule that tzveka derabanan lekula. What does that mean? It means during ben hashmasha, during the period that's right after shkia, before tzei, it's not 100% sure that it's really Shabbos. So of course we usually refrain from doing malachos. But for certain isum derabanan, we may be able to be makil, perhaps, in certain very limited circumstances. Yisurim derabbanan during ben hashmashos, especially the makom mitzvah, may be in fact permissible, at least under certain circumstances. Please don't extrapolate to anything else right now. Comes the Chamzvi and says he thinks that for a woman to go into hot mikvah on Friday night at 10 o'clock at night, that's a problem. But for her to go, let's say now she is about 5 o'clock, close to five. So for her to go to the mikvah at 5:10, 5:15, which is ben hashmashos. So we think that's not so bad, because it's only this that they're above the worst case scenario, and something they're above the kula. But a little bit of a technical problem. The problem is, women's not allowed to go to the mikvah, it's a little dark outside. Well, says the Chacham Tzvi, the Gemara says in Maseches Nida, that that's really only midarabanan. Why is that? Because midaraisa, our women count already shivanakiyam. They already treat themselves as zavos, lachumra. So a woman counts shivanakiyam. When it comes to counting shivanakiyam, midaraisa, the seventh day already she can go to the mikvah, miktas hayom tekulo. Why don't our women go to the mikvah on the seventh day in the morning? Why do they wait until the night? So the Gemara says, because of the following problem. If a woman goes to the mikvah at 8 o'clock in the morning, and if by course she starts to bleed again that day, so if she bleeds on that day, that will, since it's still technically the seventh day of Shivanakiyam, it will be so. So it will cancel the entire week of Shivanakiyam, and it'll turn out that she was really a Surah Lamafreya retroactively, and Imtum Salom, she went to the mikvah at 8 o'clock in the morning, and now they were together at 10 o'clock in the morning, and she starts bleeding 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It turns out that seventh day was not Nuki, it wasn't a clean day. The whole Shivanakiyam was uprooted, and it turns out, small technical problem, they were over the Sakaris. So the Gemara says, therefore it's not a good idea. So the Chachamim made a gezeira that a woman, a couple shouldn't be together on the day of the seventh day. And the Chacham was smart. He said, you know what? If we're going to let her go to the mikvah in the morning and tell them not to be together, it's not going to happen. So the Chacham made a gezeirah. Don't go to the mikvah until the night. There's a gezeirah that you may come to have pashbish. There's a gezeirah that you may come shema tiravatista. That's why under certain very, very limited circumstances, there may be certain kulas of even going to the mikvah on the seventh day, maybe Od Yom. It's only dealing with the Din D'Rabbanan. There may be certain very, very extenuating circumstances that may even permit it. Again, very, very limited cases. Says the Chacham Tzvi, the Isser of going to the mikvah, maybe Od Yom, is only Nisa D'Rabbanan. Says the Chacham Tzvi, thinks that technically speaking, that Isser D'Rabbanan, we have a right to say Safek D'Rabbanan L'Kula on. So when's the earliest time that a woman can go to the mikvah? He thinks Shkia, during Ben HaShemashos, it's on a regular Tuesday night. The Igra that a woman can really go to the mikvah during Ben HaShemashos, because it's already Safek Laila. The whole Isser is only D'Rabbanan anyway, Safek D'Rabbanan L'Kula. We don't practice like this. That minig is the mikvahs wait until Tesei Kechavim, L'Chumra, but says the Chacham Tzvi, he thinks the Igra dinner would be okay. So now listen to this chat. The woman comes Friday night, 10 minutes after Shkia, so it's a Ben HaShemashos, something Yom, something Laila. So says the Chacham Tzvi, he thinks that she can go to a mikvah, and she can go to the ha-mikvah. Why? Because it's Ben HaShemashos, because he has the best of both worlds. In terms of the Isser of Tevila, maybe El Yom, she has the right to say something to Abba L'Kula, so it's already nighttime. In terms of the Isser of Gezeres HaBalanim, she has a right to say something to Rabbanu Lekula. It's still daytime, it's not yet Shabbos, it's still Friday afternoon, and the Gezeres HaBalanim doesn't apply. So therefore the Chamsri Paskin, that Lemaise, she can go to the mikvah on Friday night, Tafka Ben HaShemashah. It's an unbelievable, it's a Chumrah. The Chumrah is that we usually think, we tell the women, the earliest time to go to the mikvah is 5:15. When the Chamsri, the latest time to go to the mikvah is 5:15. You can't go after 5:15. You have to go between Shkia and Seis if you want to go into a hot mikvah. This is the chat, the kunz of the Chamsri. So all the other Achareim said, it's Pilei Ploim Dishtzah. This is the greatest application of Tartei Desasri. Tartei Desasri means when you have two psalchim that contradict each other, how can you say at the same second that it's Yom and Laila? It means, it's bad enough to have Nilche at the plaque and Davi Mayer before Shkia, all those other types of disasters we're familiar with. This is Eilucha type of disaster go to Mizah. This is the greatest contradiction in Eil Bey. She's going under the water, and we're saying, in Hilchos Nid, and you're there, Chelik Beis, it's nighttime. But in Orchayim Chelik Beis, it's daytime. Go figure, how can you say such a thing? If you're such a halachically minded person to say that, in Hilchos Nid, it's the nighttime, and Hilchos Shabbos, it's the daytime. So all the Echrem say, I can't, it's just not Shaykh. But the Chamsu was bending over backwards to solve this problem of the heated mikvah. This was the only Eitzah that he asked, let the women go to the mikvah. Chamsu is a rub and where? In Amsterdam. I think it gets pretty chilly in Amsterdam. It's pretty far north. So he came up with this Eitzah to solve going to the hot mikvah on Friday night. This is the best Eitzah they
have. Very long
Ben HaShemashah. Oh, maybe that's what Ben HaShemashah is in Amsterdam. Could be. That's in the summertime, it's very, very long. Listen, you want to be a shmasha shal, just off the record. Somebody called me last night, and it was about 10:30 at night. Somebody called me up, and they said, Lech Benchik is in 10 minutes. We have the following shal. Lech Benchik. I checked. I thought it was Thursday night. I thought I just drove. You never know. Sometimes you get so submissive. I looked around. Rabbi Tapas was giving a shia, so it had to be Thursday night. So the guy said, oh, he's in Hawaii. And it's 5:30 in Hawaii on Thursday, but according to many Pelkim, Friday in Hawaii is really Shabbos. So he's benching Lech now, and they're going to keep 2 days of Shabbos. So we had a shayla about something, keep the chumra at least, that I said 2 days of Shabbos. They called me up, they said, Lech benching is in 10 minutes, I got to ask for the shayla right now. I said, okay, that was that was the first.
Don't go to Hawaii. Now there's a chabad there, they hold Shabbos to Shabbos.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway.
Are you on?
Anyway, back to that story. So comes the Korban Nisanel and says, I'll solve the problem. I don't need to come to these with Ben HaShemashos and Shabbos. Says the Korban Nisanel, the problem doesn't exist in Tchila. Says the Korban Nisanel, Tevila is not called Mechitza. Tevila the mikvah. When the woman goes to the mikvah, she's not washing herself in the mikvah. She's not bathing in the mikvah. She's tevila in the mikvah. So the Chacham never included Tevila Bechamin in the Gezeirah of Rechitza Bechamin. So the Chacham Tzvi was working with the assumption that going to a hot mikvah is a problem, and he's trying to bend over backwards to solve the problem. Says the Korban Nisanel, the problem, he cushioned the correlation, there never was a problem. The whole issue was only on Rechitza, on bathing and showering. The Gezeirah never was on Tevila in the first place. That solves the problem. It's nice, it would be helpful, but it's somewhat obvious. We don't really know. We don't have a mock in the Gemara. Just because you're calling it Tzvili, you're not calling it Rechitza. Gemara says she's in hot water. So the reason for the Gezerah still applies, that we're afraid if she goes into the mikveh, it's cold, they may come to heat the water up for her. So it's hard to say just Tzvili Lechon, Rechitza Lechon. So come other Rechonim and say, we'll solve the problem. We'll get the water temperature just perfect, namely, it'll be a little bit warmer than cold. On the other hand, it won't be out to Lesbo. It means not going to be perhaps like a regular Tuesday night. We'll make the mikvah water warm, but we won't make it hot. Some people don't like it too hot anyway. So you'll make it warm, so that's comfortable enough, but it won't be b'chlal chashash of the out to Lesbo. Does that solve the problem? Well, for that, based on what we said before, according to the Rambam, it doesn't solve anything. According to the Rosh, that may not solve the problem. We're not even sure. So what some mikvahs do on Friday night is that they try to keep the water not even warm. They try to keep it just that it's not cold. It's not even belosh and dug. It's not even called chamin. It's just not mechuyav to freeze in the mikvah on Friday night. So some mikvahs are not, but they try to keep the water lower than they would keep it during the rest of the week. And others are just make a legamre like the Kavan Asanel, that rechitza lechud or tvil lechud. That's tvil. It's not called rechitza. It was never included in the gezera. I don't think anybody does the kunsa of chamin tvil b'zman hazeh. I'd say halach lemaisa. Whatever they're doing in the mikvah, whatever it is, they're following their...
You can't take a bath and get to let us go.
It depends how you define that.
Even if it's 100 degrees.
You can't take a bath in 100 degree water?
It's too hot. It's too hot. Really? Take a shower. Why not? You go into some of these gyms when they have the temperature of the shower.
Yeah.
If it's 90 degrees, it's very, very hot.
So that... Does that okay?
Huh?
What? So that...
It's lower than body temperature.
What do you think?
90
to 95 degrees. That's
it. Okay. You know what we have to do? We have to have a sheer trip to the gym and then experiment.
110 degrees.
110 is very hot. But I'm saying, but we may be lower. But question is, it may not even help here because it could be because they was made even on 90 levels. So again, I'll tell you like this: whatever the number of the, I imagine. The policy of the Tidek Mikvah is that it's as hot as it is Friday night as it is the rest of the week. I think that's what most mikvahs under Bizman is. They don't take Khalilah's chance. The woman's going to come. She's going to say, it's too cold. She's not going to want to go. So I think that the Minigo element is Lahaka. They're lying to come to Sano. It's interesting. The post can point out that even though it's true that we, you know, kind of turn the other way from this Shiloh, we make of the Shiloh, Victorach, that's for women. But for men, some men who go to the mikvah on Shabbos morning, so Pash says, a man who wants to go to the mikvah on Shabbos morning, that's fine, but I think you should go to a cold mikvah. I don't think that there's such a tzorech. Again, unless the person holds that there's such an unbelievable tzorech, I think that the Pash of Shabbos is a man who's going to the mikvah on Shabbos morning, should not go to a hot mikvah. Because to rely on the cooler to come in the sun, or here and there, for women, what are you going to do? But for a man, wants to be a chassid, so it's got to be a cold chassid. That's what Lefiani is dicing. But again, there are those who disagree with me, there are those who practice otherwise. I'll come upon the last shiloh that's relevant for us in terms of showering is the seventh of the Mount Mekomo, Sikram Masech HaShabbos, Naf Lamites on the days. Veshame Omer Mloyochim Adam Chamin L'Ragla Ve'elim Ken Ru'im L'Shtia Be'Silim Atirin. The Gemara is quoting a Mishnah from Beitza, which is talking about Yomtiv. The Mishnah says that according to Veshame, you're not allowed to heat up water to wash your feet on Yomtiv unless you drink the water. And Be'Silim will say that it's okay. You're allowed to heat up water even just for the purpose of washing your feet. So comes Tosus and points out the eight of the Ramakamos, or Beisilam Atirin Mash Badafkala Raglov, Valatzorach Gufalo. The implication of the statement of Beisilam that you're allowed to heat up water for your feet is that to heat up water for an entire bath, an entire shower and yomtiv would be prohibited. And Tosus quotes the words in Shabbos that sound this way. And Tosus is wondering why is that so? That after all, on yomtiv we know that you're allowed to cook on yomtiv. And you're allowed to, we have a klami tok, shahutra, letzorech, hutra, shalom, letzorech. Why should it be prohibited? What's wrong with heating up the shower? What's wrong with taking a regular shower in Yom Tov? So if you skip down the Tosus a couple of lines, the fourth of the line of the Tosus, Omeri, Hashem Riva, the Rechitza Eina El Atayno Gviyasura, comes Tosus and says that washing is not considered to be a regular tzorech. It's what's called a dover she'eno shavah l'chol nefesh. The Gemara in Ksubas tells us that although you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov, you're allowed to light fires on Yom Tov, you're only allowed to do these kinds of malachos for things which are normal types of tzrachim that normal people do on a somewhat of a daily basis, like eating, like washing one's hands and feet, but something that a person doesn't do all the time, it's considered to be like a special for the mefunakim, for very special delicate people. So that's called a dover she'eno shavah l'chol nefesh, and that's not not included in the heter of malacha on Yom Tov. So that's how Tosfos categorizes bathing and showering. Not such a far-fetched. The old days people didn't shower all the time. So that's considered to be an einah shava kol nefesh. That's the reason why you're not permitted to shower on Yom Tov. According to Tosfos, it would come out with a tremendous kula b'zman hazeh. That the pasuk shot, according to Tosfos, is that the whole list doesn't apply b'zman hazeh. You live in a place, a person showers every day, so it's hard to say b'zman hazeh in America that it's an einah shava kol nefesh. So it's come out a tremendous kula. According to Tosfos, perhaps it should be, say, representation perhaps, it should be according to Tosfos, that it's hetter gomer to take a hot shower, regular hot shower, you have to live by normal hot shower in Yom Tov. You have to be careful about chita and spas or soap, all the regular things. But in terms of the bathing and the showering itself, pasha should be mutter according to Tosfos, because this man of Zed is considered to be a davar shav l'chol nefesh. However, let's take a look at the Rambam. The Rambam in the 9th of the Mamet Kromis, in Hilchos Yom Tov, at Avlach, at Zayin, Rechitza v'sicha rein b'chal achilu sh'tia v'osodos on v'yom tif mid'araisi, you're allowed to wash on yom tif, sh'nemar, acha sh'yom tif l'chol nefesh, l'chol sh'tzorech ha'guf, whatever the body needs. V'fikach mechamen chamen b'yom tif, v'rochitza in funny v'yom tif v'ragla. Aval chagufa also, why is it also to take a whole shower on yom tif? Because again, the Mishnah implied that that's true. It says, the Rambam mishum gezeros merchat. The Rambam says the reason why you can't take a shower on yom tif is not a problem via raisa, because you're not allowed to heat up the water. You are allowed to heat up the water. It's a gezerah atu gezerah habalonim. It's part of the gezerah mechatzos that we've been talking about. So the Ramban and Shabbos explains, it's Yom Tov and you're allowed to heat up the water on Yom Tov. It was a gezerah Yom Tov atu Shabbos that the chabim wanted the bath is closed. The chabim wanted the bathhouses closed on holidays, Shabbos, holy days, Shabbos, Yom Tov. It's too risky, it's too messy, the bathhouse attendants weren't so firm, they were doing things they weren't allowed to do. So says the Rambam, Chamed Gzeira Yom Tov Atu Shabbos, Aloplug, no bathing, no showering in hot water. On Shabbos, no bathing and showering in hot water on Yom Tov across the board. According to the Rambam, the Isser of showering on Yom Tov, interesting, is less chabur than Tosfos. It's not necessary. The Rambam doesn't say it's ever shabbat l'chol nefesh. The Rambam says it's only necessary Rabbanon, so it's less chabur than Tosfos. But this mamazet does it become much more chomer. Why? Because once you say that the reason why it's also is because the gezeris tabalonim, so that gezeris applies to mamazet also. So it comes out a strange thing. Tosfos, who was so machmir in the original Isra of bathing on Yom Tov, who said it's an Isra deraisa, according to Tosfos Pashas, it comes out that the Isra deraisa doesn't apply to mamazet. Set the gomer. But the Rambam, who was so make, man, it's only Isra derabonim. Yeah, it's true, it's only Isra derabonim, but it's an Isra derabonim that's in full force, even this mamazet. So again, Lafiani and Zaiti, what appears to come out of the sugya is the following. The halacha is the person allowed to shower or bathe on the Yom Tov. So according to Tosfos, it would appear the answer is yes. According to the Rambam, the Rambam goes along with the Rambam, the answer to the Pasha should be no. So since it's not clear, we pass him a halacha, this machlokes, I think that the strongly recommended practice is that a person should not be taking hot showers, should not be taking warm showers or warm baths on Yom Tov as well, in deference to the Shita Sarambam, that this may be a problem of Gezeris HaBalonim. There are some poskim who say that even according to Tosfos it's also, so that may make the matters even worse. So I think Lamaisa, in the normal circumstance, the person should refrain from bathing and showering their entire body on Yom Tov as well, out of deference to Gezeris HaBalonim of the Rambam. But it's interesting to note that according to Tosfos, who didn't have Gezeris HaBalonim on Yom Tov, so it could be that this man may end up being mutter, strange kula. So Kol Panim, this Gezeris HaBalonim Rechitza B'chamin, this becomes important in terms of Tevila B'mikvah, the hot mikvah shilas fall into this category of halacha, and the potential bathing and showering on Yom Tov may be included in this halacha as well. Okay? Stop for now. Listen, that's the Shem. So next week we're off. We've had the whole Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, well, for vacation week.